The business news starts with record quarterly profits for Exxon. ExxonMobil's latest quarterly profit is in fact one of the largest in American history, more than $10.5 billion for the fourth quarter of last year. To talk about why companies like Exxon are so flush these days, we've called oil trader Phil Flynn, who's in Chicago. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
Let me start with what might be a less obvious question than it seems. Why is Exxon making so much money right now?
Because they're selling so much oil. I mean, if you look at the demand for oil, not only here in the United States, throughout the world, it's near all-time highs. And whether you're selling donuts or widgets or whatever, the more of it you sell, the more money you make. And right now, it's a good time to be a big oil.
What makes me wonder, though, is this. Oil is their raw material. They refine it. They sell gasoline and so forth. The cost of the raw material goes up and up and up, and they buy a lot of that. Why isn't that eating into their profits?
Basically because as the price of oil goes up, so does their profit margins when they sell it. They keep their profit margins as a percentage of what they take out, and they really have to because they have to go out and spend more money to buy more oil at higher prices. So if their profit margins aren't high, they're not going to be able to go out and find more oil, drill for more oil, and bring more oil to the market.
And as long as demand stays high, they can pass any extra expense onto the customer.
They really can. But, you have to look at the big picture here. It's going to take billions of dollars to continue to bring oil to the market in the future. They have to compete not only with other oil companies, but countries like China and India, who are now in the oil game in a big way.
The oil companies had been rather conservative about investing their huge profits in going out for more exploration to meet future demand. They weren't sure the flush times were going to last. How much is that changing?
Absolutely. I think they're starting to change right now. There has been some criticism that they haven't invested enough, but, that's looking in the rearview mirror. I think people are starting to realize in the future you're going to have to invest to keep up with demand. So it is a new ball game and probably a new way of thinking for big oil companies.
Will the good times last for Exxon and other oil companies?
As long as the world economy continues to expand, it probably will. And until we come up with new alternative forms of energy, the dwindling supply of oil in the world and the difficulty in bringing it to market is going to keep oil companies' profitability very high in the years to come.
Mr. Flynn, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Steve.
Phil Flynn is an oil trader in Chicago.